Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour, hour number three here on this Wednesday, November 5th, 2025 edition. Well, a warrant is going to be needed if the DNR and Eagle wants to look around. Department of Natural Resources and the Environment, Great Lakes and Energy would need court-issued warrants to search property, regardless of the search's environmental protection intentions, under two bills that passed in the House with bipartisan support yesterday, 63-37. State Representative Dave Preston from Cedar River sponsored House Bill 4073, which applies to the DNR. Representative Tom Kuntz, Republican of Clare, sponsored House Bill 4421, which applies to Eagle, formerly known as the Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ. Now it's Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. Kuntz said in his floor speech that the right to private property is not a vague theory, and that the founders of the country knew that free people cannot remain free if government controls where they live and what they can do on their own property. We all share in the duty to protect the environment. Clean air, clean water is being a responsible steward, which are values that all Michiganders can agree on. But we cannot take these goals and use them to erase our constitutional rights. Kuntz said it is the right of a property owner to determine who has access to your property. However, Eagle is claiming that they now have the authority to go onto private property without a warrant. I shouldn't have to be even standing before you today, but I am, because the state needs to correct a wrong that has gone on for far too long here in the state of Michigan. Preston said the wrong is to completely disregard the Fourth Amendment and property rights that's now being conducted by the DNR. Preston said the open field doctrine has been used by the DNR to basically allow them to go wherever they want on property, is not as long as it's not too close to a home. But he argued that it infringes on property and privacy rights of Michiganders for the mere crime of trying to enjoy their own property. He said you would be hard-pressed to find even a single American that is in support of unreasonable or warrantless searches and seizures. Yet, as legislators, we must engage in debate based on facts and realities and not wishful thinking. Well, a Democrat, Penelope Turnsaglou of East Lansing, said the issue has been settled by the United States Supreme Court, which has stated that individuals cannot expect privacy for activities in the open, except in the areas immediately surrounding their homes. She said any searches conducted by the DNR under the open fields doctrine are completely justified by previous Supreme Court rulings. This is a Democrat arguing against the bill. However, this would be new legislation that pertains to the Department of Natural Resources, regardless of the previous Supreme Court ruling. The House passed it, and now it goes to the Democrat-controlled Senate. Question is, would Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign it? A couple of other bills that passed with almost unanimous support. House Bill 4861. State Representative Pat Altman, Republican of Six Lakes, exempts candidates that are running for nonpartisan office from having to designate themselves by party affiliation when filling out their affidavit of identity. It passed 100-0. So a nonpartisan office, like perhaps school board, something like that, well, now they're proposing you don't have to fill out your affidavit of identity with a party affiliation. Another bill, Sarah Leitner, Republican from Springport's House Bill 4840, passed 99-1. It ensures that litigation between owners of private corporations would be assigned to business courts rather than general courts. That passed almost unanimously. So, we'll see where this goes and see what happens in future litigation. Right now, private corporations can sue other owners of private corporations, and it is now in the general circuit court. That's where our cases are. So we'll see where this goes. Senate Democrats probably going to pass it. Governor Whitmer probably going to sign it. Well, let's see. What other major stories can I get to? There was a short one here. Oh, there it is. There it is. Voting machines with parts made in countries deemed a security risk would be banned under a bill introduced in the House. This bill is being sponsored by State Representative Rochelle Smith, Republican of Shelbyville. Her House Bill 4720 would prohibit new voting systems in Michigan from having any parts or equipment from foreign countries or foreign companies that are considered to pose unacceptable security risks. Smith said in the House Election Integrity Committee yesterday that the Federal Communications Commission has a list of suppliers deemed security risks to the nation's communications, and that her bill would use this FCC list as a guide to determine which foreign companies and countries could be banned in Michigan's election voting systems. If these companies that are on the federal watch list are in fact deemed a national security risk for communications equipment, Michigan should also recognize them as a security risk for election equipment, Smith said. Democrat Stephen Wooden from Grand Rapids said he noticed that the federal statute has been amended by other national security agencies and that the FCC doesn't actually decide who's on the list. He said he has concerns with this because there's no waiting period or notice requirements when the list is changed. This could complicate the implementation of new voting equipment for clerks. Wooden said if a clerk has taken technology through logic tests and has exposed existing hoops, then it is deemed invalid to close to an election. To deem it invalid to close to an election. That could cause chaos in the electronic balloting counting process. Wooden noted that the director of the FBI, Homeland Security Secretary, and even the Defense Secretary designates a company or a country national security risk, they're put on the list. There's no requirement that it be reviewed, and it definitely does not allow for any time to take comments about the new updated list. Wooden went on to testify against the bill, saying it could be, you know, the Secretary of Defense or any member of national security agencies could flag this a day before an election. That could throw, per your bill, the election into total chaos. I understand completely your intent behind it, but I don't think you thought this all the way through. Well, Schmidt argued that if there was a country of concern added to the list, that would be more concerning than having to do a hand count of ballots. Joseph Fox, Republican of Fremont, said historically, precincts were actually set up to hand count paper ballots. That's a historical reality. And as Americans, I think we just need to remember that. Well, Democrat Mai Xiong of Warren said a lot of electronics and raw materials are not available in the United States to make things like chips or circuit boards. She asked if there are voting machines currently being used that require parts from other countries because the U.S. doesn't have these raw materials. Well, Schmidt countered, said the bill wouldn't ban parts or components from outside the U.S. completely, just those from countries on the security risk list. So, good debate, good back and forth. We'll see now if this goes to the floor, passes in the House, will the Senate pick it up? And ultimately, will Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign it? Schmidt is hoping to get this done this year before next year's midterm 2026 election. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Financing in Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Real short, quick story update. House Resolution 195, Gina Johnson's resolution calling on the Michigan State Board of Education Department to rescind their support of these upcoming health education standards and redraft them, passed in the House 56-42. Two Republicans absent, as well as 10 Democrats were absent. They are now facing a subpoena. Yesterday, the House Oversight Committee authorized a subpoena to order the Department of Education to cough up any emails that were sent to and received by the Michigan State Board of Education, as well as Michigan Department of Education's officials, about the creation of the new upcoming health education standards. Among many things, focusing in on the encouragement of teaching gender identity and gender expression as distinct concepts. This would start, according to the new standards, being taught to middle schoolers. Well, the panel voted along party lines 10-7 to empower Chairman Jay DeBoyer to subpoena an internal MDE, Michigan Department of Education, documents. After the department indicated that it would take months to produce those records while they are seeking to approve new Michigan health education standards. Several state statutes deal with public schools' teaching of sex education and health education. DeBoyer and State Representative Luke Meerman of Coopersville, who proposed the motion to subpoena the department, said they wanted to make sure that the department didn't run afoul of any of these laws. The Republicans have received warranted concern and mistrust from parents about any potential changes to the sex education standards and want questions answered as to what business does government have in presenting this material to my child. Families and taxpayers throughout our state deserve to know if special interest groups from outside Michigan are trying to impact our state policies and our state education curriculums, DeBoyer said. Our committee recently asked the department for various materials relevant to these new standards and were given vague and unrealistic timeline in response. The pressing nature of this issue and the inadequate response from the department has led us to now get this subpoena. Matt Hall, Speaker of the House, gave subpoena powers to the House Oversight Committee, Jay DeMoyer, Chairman, and they're doing exactly that. Department of Education spokesperson Bob Wheaton, in response to their actions, said the department believes in transparency. We were asked to testify and did so. Now we will review the request and respond appropriately. You know, why does the State Board of Education, Department of Education of Michigan, feel that we need to change our standards when it comes to sex education in public schools? They need to excel in reading, writing, and arithmetic. They don't need to be talking about sexual orientation or gender identity. Again, back in the day when we were in school, did we ever hear or even talk about these issues? And the thing of it is, folks, the bottom line is this. This agenda only affects about 5 to 7% of our adult population. But that's not good enough. They need to start exposing our young children to this ideology. They want those numbers up. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not what our founding fathers founded our country on. It was not part of our foundation, our heritage of this country and this state. You know, one thing every state rep and state senator should be forced to do? Sit down and read Michigan's state constitution. We wouldn't even be talking about these things if they did. That's the bottom line. Well, text me AX. I will send you Carla Wagner's cell phone number, the website axmytax.org. You can call or text Carla directly. She'll tell you which county captain to go get a petition sheet from, or she'll mail one to you. We got 25 days to go. The push is on. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions,